This is a short body scan that can be done either sitting or lying down. If you're lying down, going ahead and propping something beneath your knees if you have any history of back pain or injury, so that your back can release comfortably into the ground. And making any adjustments, either lying flat on a yoga mat on the floor or a bit of carpet, a little bit better than on a soft bed or a sofa, and really feeling the connection between all parts of the body and the ground. And if you're feeling in any way sleepy or you find more comfortable to sit upright, then sitting upright with adequate support behind your back, and here, feeling the connection between your body and whatever contact you have with the sofa, the chair, the floor. And choosing a posture, choosing a sitting situation that really supports the body and feels comfortable and really relaxed and at ease. And you can evidently pause the recording if you need to make arrangements with your sitting situation or how you're lying down. If you are lying down, perhaps to choose a light blanket to cover you so that you don't become cold. And also attending that you're in circumstances where you can preferably not be interrupted. And here, just beginning by noticing, how does it feel to be this body? And asking that question, notice already the capacity of the mind for judgment, for story, for mental activity, and really paring back to the essential noticing of sensations of the body. And there's no need to make anything up. There's no need to imagine how this should feel. Simply noticing with a snapshot of your body, just as it is, how does it feel to be this body? And we'll begin with sensations in the feet. Noticing contact with the ground. There may be an array of sensations, hot, cold, nothing at all, sense of the texture of the carpet, anything that you feel with the feet. And moving from the feet up, extending into the ankle. Sensations in the bones and the tissue. Feeling sensations in the ankle. As we proceed at the body, being attentive, being kind. If we arrive at any area of the body where you feel an absence of sensation at all, or you have any kind of history of injury or trauma, to be kind, to be gentle. There's no forcing in this exercise, in this practice. simply inviting curiosity and openness. Moving from the ankles up into the calves and the shins. If you're lying on the ground, perhaps feeling the weight of the legs against the floor. If you're against a chair, perhaps feeling them against the legs of the chair. Simply feeling the sensations in the calves and the shins of the legs. And continuing up into the knees, the backs of the knees, the whole knees, and extending up all the way to include the thighs, backs of the hamstrings, front quadriceps, feeling the upper leg into the knee. Releasing attention to the legs, the upper legs, the knees, the lower legs, the feet. And moving into the hips. And including the hips and the whole pelvic cavity. The genitals, all of the reproductive organs. The lower gastrointestinal tract, the entire contents of the pelvic cavity and the navel area. Simply feeling any sensations. And again, no need to make anything up. Simply allowing some curiosity and openness to sensations you find in the pelvic cavity. And moving from that area of the body into the belly. The lower belly, the mid-abdomen. Feeling sensations in the core, the trunk of the body. And wrapping around from the lower belly, the mid belly, around to the low back. Feeling the sensations of the back. Lower back around the waist, mid back. Depending on your position, feeling the weight of the body connecting to the chair or the floor. And simply noting the sensations you find. Extending from the mid and lower back up to the upper back. and feeling through and through to the ribs, the lungs, the movement of the upper back inextricably linked to the cycle of the breath. Feeling the sensations in the upper back and the chest. From the sensations in the upper back and the chest to extend out to the shoulders, the upper arms. Feeling those arms connected to the body and any sensations you find there. Extending from the upper arms through the elbows, the forearms, the wrists and hands. And moving from the hands all the way back up the arms to the trunk of the body, the chest, the collarbone, the neck. The connection between the head and the rest of the body. And so through the collarbone area, feeling the throat, the windpipe, the esophagus, the muscles around the back of the neck, extending up to the jaw and to the base of the skull. Moving from the neck into the entire scalp, where the head is resting against the ground if you're lying on the floor, sensations of the hair or skin at the base of the skull, wrapping all the way around to the face, feeling sensations of the scalp. Scalp extending into the ears, areas and sensations in and around the ears. feeling sensations in the jaw, the muscles, and texture and feeling inside and outside the mouth. Through the cheeks and sinuses and the nose. And sensations around the eyes. Any sensation in the muscles, in the tissues of the eyes, the forehead, taking on all of the territory of the face and the head, and simply noticing what you find there. And then releasing any particularly focused attention to any particular part of the body. And just tuning into the breath again. The natural rhythm, the inhale, the exhale. And if you will, imagine that the inhale is being drawn up from the feet. And so it's sort of a miniature body scan, starting at the tips of the feet as you slowly inhale, extending all the way through the legs, the pelvis, the mid-body, the arms, up to the crown of the head. And with the exhale, releasing down from the crown of the head through the face, the neck, the torso, the legs, releasing out through the feet. And if it's valuable to continue this for several more breaths, and then to simply rest with awareness and sensations of the body before you transition out of this quiet contemplative practice into the next activity of the day.